Hey everyone, welcome to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights. Today we're going to do a deep dive into something a lot of you have been asking about, Vietnamese citizenship and the whole dual nationality thing. You know, Vietnam, it's got a certain appeal, and some of you are thinking long term, so we're going to break it all down for you. The paths to citizenship, what dual nationality really means here, and things to consider if you're serious about making Vietnam home. And don't worry, we'll keep it simple, no legal jargon. Just clear, straightforward advice.
Sounds good.
Now, of course, we're basing this on some great articles from our team here at Harley Miller,
right?
Top law firm in Vietnam. So keep in mind, this is general information, but if you want specific advice, you know where to find us. Our experts are just a call away.
Exactly. It's like exploring a new city. Right. You can read all the guidebooks, but sometimes you need a local to show you the hidden gems and help you avoid the tourist traps.
I like that.
We're those locals when it comes to Vietnamese law.
I love that analogy. Okay. So, let's jump right in. We have a fantastic article called Permanent Residency or Citizenship in Vietnam. It really lays out the two main paths you can take. Might seem obvious, but there's a big difference between permanent residency and actually becoming a citizen.
Huge difference.
Huge difference.
And the article really does a fantastic job of comparing those two options.
It does.
Both permanent residency and citizenship allow you to live here indefinitely, so no more visa worries.
That's right.
And this is where it gets interesting. There are some key differences in what you can and can't do with each.
Exactly. And the article highlights that permanent residents can work and buy property, which is pretty awesome, but they can't vote or hold public office. It's like being part of the family, but not having a say in how the households run. It makes you think, huh, what kind of involvement do you envision for yourself in Vietnam's like it?
It's a great question. Anyone considering this journey needs to ask themselves that.
For sure. So if full citizenship is the goal, let's look closer at what that means. Our article from Foreigner to Citizen, Mastering the Naturalization Process in Vietnam, walks you through the steps.
Step by step.
It's a multi-stage process. Knowing what to expect can make all the difference.
Oh, absolutely. And just like any good recipe, you know, you wouldn't just throw all the ingredients in a pot and hope for the best.
Exactly.
You need to follow the steps to get that delicious outcome. So this article is your recipe for Vietnamese citizenship.
I love it. Okay, so first you need to gather all the required documents. No missing ingredients here. Then you submit your application. And there's an interview process.
Mm-hmm.
And just like a chef might test your skills, you know, there could be citizenship tests to assess your knowledge.
Makes sense.
Like any good recipe, there are also some key tips to keep in mind.
Oh, definitely.
And one that really stands out in the article, and something I always emphasize to our clients at Harley Miller, is the importance of learning Vietnamese. It's more than just a requirement. It's the key to really connecting with the culture and community.
Couldn't agree more. It's like trying to enjoy a movie without subtitles. You might get the gist, but you miss the nuances, the humor, the heart of it.
Exactly. Now, one question that often pops up is, can I keep my current citizenship if I become Vietnamese? And this is where things get a bit tricky, because Vietnam's stance on dual citizenship is unique. We have an article that really dives deep into this. Dual citizenship in Vietnam: possibilities, limitations, and legal considerations.
Great article.
Really breaks it down.
And the key takeaway here is that Vietnam generally does not recognize dual citizenship. It's a really important principle to understand from the outset.
Right from the beginning?
From the beginning, yeah. And this is where it gets interesting. There are a few exceptions.
Okay.
And our article goes into detail about these. But think of situations like someone born to one Vietnamese and one foreign parent.
Okay.
Or individuals who bring significant benefits to Vietnam might be granted exceptions.
So it's not a blanket rule. There's some flexibility. Yeah. But what's really fascinating is that the article mentions some Vietnamese citizens quietly maintain dual citizenship, even though it's not officially recognized. It's like this little secret, a hidden path. Makes you wonder about the implications, right? What are the risks involved in this unofficial practice?
That's a crucial question. And while we can't offer specific legal advice in this format, I will say this. Understanding the nuances of dual citizenship and the potential pitfalls is crucial. It's not something to be taken lightly. That's where our team at Harley Miller comes in. We can provide personalized guidance based on your individual circumstances and ensure you're making informed decisions.
Exactly. You need that expert advice. Okay, so let's look at what it takes to qualify for Vietnamese citizenship. What are those specific requirements you need to tick off the list?
Yeah, it's like a checklist for your citizenship aspirations.
We have an article for that too.
Oh, of course, Unlocking Vietnamese Citizenship, a comprehensive guide to requirements and eligibility.
It's our roadmap.
That's the one. And it is pretty comprehensive.
It is.
So you've got your age requirement. Obviously, you have to be an adult.
Makes sense.
Then there's the residency duration. Vietnam wants to know you're serious about making this your home.
Right.
Legal status is another good one. You need to be in the country legally to even be considered. And we've already touched upon this, but language proficiency is key.
Super important.
Super important.
It's like joining a sports team. You need to be able to communicate with your teammates to play effectively.
Exactly.
Same goes for being a citizen. You need to be able to participate fully in society.
Absolutely.
What else is on that checklist?
Well, there's cultural knowledge. Vietnam wants to see that you understand and appreciate their culture. Financial stability is another crucial aspect. You need to be able to support yourself financially.
Right.
And of course, a clean criminal record is a must.
Makes sense. It's about showing that you'll be a contributing member of society, not a burden. What I find particularly interesting, and the article mentions this, is that you need to prove you can financially support yourself in Vietnam. It's not just about wanting to live here. It's about showing that you can thrive here.
Exactly. It's a commitment to building a life here, not just passing through.
Now let's walk through the actual application process. How does someone actually go from "I want to be a citizen" to holding that Vietnamese passport? Vietnamese citizenship application procedures and dual citizenship regulations breaks it down step by step.
It's like a roadmap guiding you through each stage of the journey. It all starts with applying at the Department of Justice. They're the gatekeepers, so to speak.
Right.
From there, your application goes through a series of reviews and approvals. And you need to be patient because the article mentions it can take up to 115 days for the entire process.
Wow, 115 days. That's like waiting for a package you ordered online that's coming from overseas.
Aha, I know what you mean.
You know it's coming? But the anticipation build, it really emphasizes that this isn't a quick decision. It's a significant commitment, and Vietnam takes its time to thoroughly vet each application.
Absolutely. And the final decision rests with the president of Vietnam. Talk about a sense of importance. This highlights just how seriously Vietnam takes granting citizenship. It's not just a formality, it's a privilege.
Absolutely. Now let's dive into something that often sparks curiosity: the rights and responsibilities that come with being a Vietnamese citizen. Our article, Unlocking Vietnamese Citizenship, provides some valuable insights here.
It's like signing a contract. There are benefits, but also obligations. Understanding both sides is crucial.
So true. Let's start with the exciting part, the perks. The article lists some key rights like voting, which is huge. It's about having a voice shaping the future of the country you now call home.
Absolutely. It's a fundamental right in a democracy, and it's something that shouldn't be taken for granted. Vietnamese citizens have the power to influence decisions that impact their lives.
Then there's property ownership. Citizens have the right to own land and property, which opens up a world of possibilities. It's about putting down roots, building a future, investing in Vietnam's growth.
It's about belonging, having a stake in the country's success.
But as we said, with rights come responsibilities. One of the most significant obligations for Vietnamese citizens is paying taxes.
Right. Contributing financially to the country's development is a fundamental part of citizenship. It's how Vietnam funds its infrastructure, social programs, and overall growth.
And it's not just about financial contributions. There's also the responsibility to uphold the law, to respect Vietnamese culture and traditions, and to contribute to society in a positive way. It's about being a good neighbor, a responsible citizen.
It's about embodying the values that underpin Vietnamese society: community harmony and respect.
So as you consider Vietnamese citizenship, think about both sides of the coin: the rights you gain and the responsibilities you embrace. It's a decision that should be made with both heart and mind. And remember, our team at Harley Minter Law Firm is here to guide you every step of the way. We're passionate about helping people establish lasting ties with Vietnam.
That's right. We're your partners in navigating this exciting and complex journey. We bring our expertise and experience to the table so you can make informed decisions that align with your goals and aspirations.
Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, let's talk about something that often sparks debate and confusion: dual citizenship. It's a topic that captures the imagination. The idea of belonging to two countries, having two homes, two sets of rights and privileges. Sounds pretty appealing, right?
It does. But as we mentioned earlier, Vietnam generally does not recognize dual citizenship. This is a crucial point to grasp as it influences many decisions related to Vietnamese nationality.
Right. And we have an excellent article that explores this in-depth dual citizenship in Vietnam: possibilities, limitations, and legal considerations. It explains the reasoning behind Vietnam's stance and outlines the very limited exceptions that exist.
Exactly. And while those exceptions offer a glimmer of hope for some, it's essential to understand the nuances and potential pitfalls associated with dual citizenship. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
That's where our expertise at Harvey Miller comes in. We can analyze your specific situation, clarify the legalities, and help you navigate the complexities of dual citizenship. Because let's face it, this isn't something you want to tackle alone. The stakes are high, and misinformation can have serious consequences.
I couldn't agree more. Knowing the ins and outs, understanding the risks and rewards is paramount when dealing with dual citizenship in Vietnam. And we're here to be your trusted guides.
Well said. Now stay tuned as we continue our deep dive into Vietnamese citizenship and dual nationality. We'll explore the intricacies of the law, uncover hidden gems of information, and equip you with the knowledge you need to make informed decisions. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're all about, empowering you to confidently navigate the legal landscape of Vietnam.
We're your partners in this journey, and we're excited to shed light on these important topics.
Okay, so we talked about the official rules, the path to citizenship, and that whole dual nationality situation. But what about the reality of dual citizenship in Vietnam? What's actually happening out there?
You've hit on a fascinating point. Our article, Dual Citizenship in Vietnam, Possibilities, Limitations, and Legal Considerations, touches on this. While Vietnam officially says no to dual citizenship, there are some interesting gray areas.
Ooh, gray areas. Always intriguing. Tell me more.
For example, think about a child born to one Vietnamese and one foreign parent. They might be eligible for dual citizenship until they turn 18. Then they have to pick one.
So a taste of both worlds before making a life-changing decision makes sense.
Then there are those high-profile individuals or people who bring major benefits to Vietnam. They might get special permissions for dual citizenship.
It's like a VIP pass, a recognition that their contributions are valuable enough to bend the rules a bit.
And then there's the reality on the ground. Some Vietnamese citizens quietly maintain dual citizenship, even though it's not officially allowed. They're living in this in-between space.
It's a bit like a secret society operating on the radar. It's interesting how global mobility and personal ties can sometimes clash with official policies.
But, and this is crucial for anyone listening, this unofficial practice has risks. Legal issues could pop up. You could feel stuck between two systems, not fully belonging anywhere.
It's a gamble, for sure. It's like walking a tightrope, one wrong step, and...
Exactly. And that's where we at Harley Miller can really help. We guide people through these murky waters so they can make informed decisions that fit their situation.
Solid advice. Now, let's switch gears a bit and talk about what Vietnamese citizenship offers. What are the advantages? The article Unlocking Vietnamese Citizenship highlights some key benefits.
First off, voting rights. Vietnamese citizens have a say in how the country is run. They're active participants in shaping the future.
It's like having a seat at the table where decisions are made. Your voice matters.
And then there's property ownership. Citizens can own land and property in Vietnam, which opens up a lot of doors. Building a dream home, investing in real estate, it's all possible.
It's about planting roots, establishing a firm foundation in Vietnam.
But like any contract, there are two sides. Along with these rights come responsibilities.
Right, it's not just about the perks. What are some of the obligations that come with Vietnamese citizenship?
Well, one of the biggest is paying taxes. Contributing to the country's development is a fundamental part of being a citizen. It's how Vietnam funds important things like infrastructure, education, and healthcare.
It's about giving back, investing in the future of the nation.
And it's not just about money. It's also about upholding the law, respecting Vietnamese culture and traditions, and contributing to society in a positive way.
It's about being a responsible member of the community, embracing the values that make Vietnam special.
Exactly. It's a two-way street. Citizens receive benefits and in turn contribute to the well-being of the nation.
So as you weigh the pros and cons of Vietnamese citizenship, it's crucial to consider both sides of the equation, the rights you gain and the responsibility you take on. It's a decision that should be made with a clear understanding of what it truly means to be a Vietnamese citizen.
And remember, you don't have to navigate this alone. Harley Miller Law Firm is here to provide expert guidance and support every step of the way. We're dedicated to helping people build a strong and fulfilling future in Vietnam.
Now let's shift our focus to something that's often shrouded in mystery, the Vietnamese citizenship application process. How does one actually go from aspiring citizen to holding that coveted Vietnamese passport? Our article, Vietnamese Citizenship Application Procedures and Dual Citizenship Regulations, is our guide.
Think of it as a roadmap with clear steps to follow. It all starts with applying at the Department of Justice. They're the ones who carefully review each application.
It's like the first stage of a journey, setting off on the path to citizenship.
From there, the application goes through various stages of assessment. There are background checks, interviews, and potential citizenship tests. It's a thorough process designed to ensure that applicants meet all the requirements and are prepared for the responsibilities that come with citizenship.
It's like a series of checkpoints, ensuring that each applicant is ready for the journey ahead.
And patience is key, as the article highlights. The whole process can take up to 115 days.
115 days. That's like waiting for a seed to blossom into a beautiful flower. It takes time, care, and attention.
That's a great analogy. And just like a gardener nurtures a delicate plant, the Vietnamese government takes its time to carefully review each application, ensuring that those granted citizenship are truly committed to becoming a part of the nation.
And the final decision rests with the president of Vietnam. That really underscores the significance of becoming a Vietnamese citizen. It's not just a bureaucratic process. It's a decision made at the highest level.
Absolutely. It signifies a genuine welcome into the Vietnamese community. And remember, While the process may seem daunting, our team at Harley Miller Law Firm is here to guide you through every step. We'll demystify the procedures, prepare you for each stage, and advocate for your best interests.
That's reassuring to hear. Now, before we conclude this part of our deep dive, let's address one final point about dual citizenship. Our article, Dual Citizenship in Vietnam: Possibilities, Limitations, and Legal Considerations, mentions that Vietnam's stance on this issue is quite strict compared to some of its neighbors in Southeast Asia. Let's take a quick glance at how other countries in the region approach dual citizenship.
It's like comparing different recipes for the same dish. Each country has its own unique approach.
Exactly. So let's start with Thailand. Similar to Vietnam, Thailand generally doesn't allow dual citizenship. However, there are some exceptions, especially for those who acquire a second citizenship unintentionally.
It's a recognition that sometimes life throws curveballs, and citizenship shouldn't be a barrier to personal circumstances.
Then there's the Philippines. They take a more open approach, recognizing dual citizenship for natural-born Filipinos who obtain another citizenship. It reflects their large diaspora and the importance of maintaining strong bonds with Filipinos living abroad.
It's about embracing a global Filipino identity, acknowledging that one can be both Filipino and a citizen of another nation.
Now let's look at Malaysia and Singapore. Both, like Vietnam, generally prohibit dual citizenship with very limited exceptions.
It reflects their historical context and their emphasis on national unity and identity.
So as you can see, the landscape of dual citizenship in Southeast Asia is varied, with each country tailoring its policies to its unique situation.
And as you ponder the possibilities and limitations of dual citizenship, remember that Harley Miller Law Firm is your trusted guide. We'll help you navigate the intricacies of Vietnamese nationality law.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground today, from permanent residency to the ins and outs of dual citizenship. It's clear that becoming a Vietnamese citizen is a big decision, lots to think about.
Absolutely. It's a life-changing choice, and it's important to weigh all those factors carefully. You know, we've discussed a lot of those factors today, from the legal requirements and the application procedures to the rights and responsibilities that come with Vietnamese citizenship.
Right. And while we've tried to break things down and make them as clear as possible, we also know that navigating the legal side of things can still feel overwhelming. That's why we at Harley Miller Law Firm are here to help.
That's right.
We are passionate about assisting people in building those strong and lasting connections with Vietnam.
Exactly. And we bring our expertise and experience to the table, providing personalized guidance that's tailored to your specific needs and goals. We're your partners in this journey, helping you navigate those complexities and ensuring you're making informed decisions every step of the way.
So if you're serious about making Vietnam your home, whether it's through permanent residency or citizenship, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We're here to answer your questions, clarify any doubts, and provide the support you need to confidently pursue your dreams in Vietnam.
You can find us online at hmlf.vn or give us a call at +84 937 215585, or send us an email at emailprotected. We're eager to connect with you and help make those Vietnamese aspirations a reality.
And remember, this deep dive has been a general overview to give you a taste of what's involved. For personalized advice, don't just rely on what we've discussed today. Reach out to our expert team at Harley Miller. Let's have a conversation about your unique situation.
We're here to guide you through all the details, answer your questions, and make sure you're on the right path, because ultimately your success is our success.
Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of Vietnamese citizenship and dual nationality. We hope you found it helpful and informative. And remember, with the right knowledge and support, the dream of making Vietnam your home can absolutely become a reality. Until next time, Shuk Maimon. Good luck.